Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
I'm here at the 2011 CCEF National Conference with David Pallison. He and Julie Lowe are doing a workshop on body image. And David, I was hoping you could just tell us a little bit about what you're going to be saying.
Yes. This is a fascinating issue when you think of the spectrum of what get called psychiatric disorders. You know, there are some of those that the human body plays a marked part in the problem. You think of the extreme Alzheimer's, Asperger's, autism, a brain tumor, where you have very marked that your body is the problem. Body image problems are interesting because the body's not the problem. The body is the object that the problem is interacting about. The problem is really occurs in the way from the human heart with how and the messages and images our culture gives us with how I interpret what I look, with what my aspirations are. So Julie and I are going to be laying out this sense of this crowded room of voices, some of which arise from inside us, some from that come at us from outside, that tell us what we're supposed to look like. And what they tell us is essentially false. The images that we seek to aspire to attain and that we then judge ourselves by are in the long run always losing propositions. You know, aging, you know, wrinkles, gray hair, balding, just the sagging of body, force and vigor that happens. You will always lose in the long run in the body image disorders. And that struggle is one that obviously just completely entraps, historically, many women. I mean, one might almost say there's hardly a woman who does not struggle at some level with this. But then interesting, over the last quarter century, increasingly men are affected. There's a much higher percentage of these body image distortions in men that 25 years ago, if you'd asked a mental health professional about the body image problems, it would have been a woman's problem. It is now unisex. It crosses both sides. So we're going to look at how does one understand the problem? How do you move into a person's life in a way that is helpful, that draws out what you need to know, that communicates love? I mean, obviously, if I'm obsessed with what I look like, the issue of whether I'm acceptable is right front and center. And I'm basing my acceptability on a standard that is very destructive and very erratic. And it's one of those interesting paradoxes of Christian faith that I think of John 6, where the people are hungry, the people are living for the bread machine. They are so jazzed that Jesus could be the bread machine, but he gave them bread because they were hungry. But then in that context, made them aware of the deeper issues going on. And, you know, the deeper issues with body image is, it's essentially, what image do you worship? What image do you love? What image are you living for? Which, I mean, it connects so immediately to the biblical outlook on the nature of the human heart as, in a sense, taking its idols into itself and worshiping from the heart. So we're going to talk about how to approach relationship. We're going to talk about how to understand it biblically. And then most importantly, what does it look like to break free? What does it look like to, how does the Word of God, the Gospel, you might say, shatter the mirror world that we live in? You live in a world of mirrors, always looking at yourself. And how does what is true from God both break those mirrors and then call you out into a world that is full of life, that has relationships in it? I don't have to hide. I don't have to be always thinking about myself. I can actually start to take an interest in other people. And we're going to camp out on the how-to, on the counseling process, the practical part of it.
You know, David, it just strikes me as you're saying that, talking about how the image presented by our culture, by the images we are confronted with all the time, and advertising, TV, all the things we usually point to when we talk about who's really giving us this image we're supposed to live up to, but just thinking about the cruelty of those images in the way that they they push us to maintain something we can't maintain. And the exact opposite thing that Scripture does, where it actually says the image you're to conform to is that of the Son of God. And that's something that you actually grow in day by day. And so where the culture is saying, hold on to something you can't hold on to, the Scripture says, you actually attain to this more and more. Your beauty only grows in the way that matters most. What a refreshing, relieving experience.
The outer man, which includes what we look like, is wasting away. Exactly. The inner man is becoming radiant with glory. Yeah. It's one of these, again, wonderful paradoxes about the way God constructs his world, is that God's standard, at one sense, is impossibly higher than these false images. Love God, heart, soul, mind, and might, and love your neighbor as yourself. In another sense, God's standard is utterly doable. We are made to love God, and we are made to love each other. And yes, it's a long, hard road of being remade to be that, but it's this interesting, far more impossible and far more doable, and mercy fills that entire gap, which is just one of the many, you know, hidden proofs for the existence of God and the glory of Jesus Christ, that a problem like this, which is so rampant in our society, is something that biblical truth so immediately maps onto and redeems, just turns upside down, inside out, and takes life lived in a closet of mirrors and just puts you out in the fresh air of a whole different way to live.
David, maybe if you'd be willing to say just one more thing, would you be willing to close us with just one of those practical comments you're hoping to make? Just give one sense of what's a way that people do break out of that room of mirrors? What's one on the ground kind of thing we could give someone?
At the heart of all true change is change in the vertical dimension. And if my problem is that I bow in worship to a false image of what I should be, and God, you might say, shatters the mirror by giving me the true image, which is Jesus Christ, part of how the Bible then draws us forth is the Psalms show what it's like to move out of yourself and your self-preoccupation. I'm talking about Psalm 23. It's just a for instance. There's many other. It's not, you know, the body image psalm. You could pick anything. But Psalm 23 captures something so tender. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. The quote, body image disorders are such an anxious, fearful, hidden existence. You know, you're driven by all these things. You lack everything. You're always in danger. And we are called forth into that, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even when there is genuine danger to my existence, let alone the decrepitudes and disfigurements of aging or something else, there is such a radiant hope that the faith that the Psalms portray is such a liberty for someone who has been caught in these self-preoccupations.
Well, thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.